Everybody, welcome to Dragon at the Movies. Hi, Bruno.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dragon at the Movies. Blah, 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 blah. Alejandro's sleeping.
Yeah, so is Killian, but he is in with us.
Who is Killian?
He's on my lap. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but remember how we took like a 2 month hiatus?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a baby in that time.
Why didn't you tell me? Congratulations!
Surprise!
Oh my god, it's so exciting! When am I going to see him?
You already saw him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You've seen him multiple times. Well, twice, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you rudely never come over.
What are you talking about? I'm busy.
Because you're busy, because you have a toddler and it's really
Yeah.
difficult to go anywhere.
And also, I've explained to you before, your house is not what I would call toddler-proof.
It is not.
So,
It's
and
gonna be an issue.
especially my kid, who is Dragon. I know people are like, oh, my toddler's like he's got a lot of energy. He's a maniac. No, Dragon. My kid is a fucking man. He is a menace. He is just a monster. I've been taking him to like baby, like whatever, like a toddler gymnastics, which is just like, oh, go do a flip here and this,
That's so
this
cute.
bullshit. It's mostly just so he socializes.
Yeah,
But
that's fair.
I'm like, why are these other kids sitting down while my toddler is just has to go? He is trying to like slip out of my arm so he can fucking go. Like, oh, these people can actually get their toddlers to like go where they want them to instead of him. It's being his decision. Like, oh, the other toddlers are just standing outside waiting for the door to open. And my kid runs in and he's like, door's not open? Okay, I gotta keep going. And then he just runs out. Anyway, it's great. Love it.
Well, that's fun. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Dragon, how's your, what are you,
baby.
what now? 2 months
Seven
old?
7 weeks, yeah, 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
I know. It's a. Will you hear him? Hold on, let me try
Yep.
and shove a pacifier in his mouth. See if I can go back to sleep. Shh, shh, shh. It's been, you know, I'm. It's getting easier, mostly. But he's definitely getting, now that he's more like alert and his wake windows are getting longer, I'm like, I don't know what to do with you.
I mean, you kind of just sit there and watch TV, and then he just like, I don't know, he just does stuff.
I feel
I don't
like
know. They just do things.
I'm supposed to be like in like doing some kind of enrichment stuff.
Who says who?
I don't know, the internet.
This is the thing I was bringing up to my chick, right? She's like, oh, he's supposed to play these toddler games and like do these things because it's good for learning this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, I never had anything of this stuff, but I'm like a super genius. Yeah, like you speak to me on a regular basis. I am, my intellect is so profound.
Yeah.
Sometimes it frightens even myself.
You're the worst. But yeah, so it's been okay. The first few weeks were rough, I would say.
Yeah, of course.
The first week was particularly rough. But you know, it's getting better. Or it's getting,
okay.
I don't know. I'm getting used to it, I guess. So yeah, it's good.
Exciting. Very exciting, Dragon.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we should get this bad boy started then, since what did the people come here for, huh?
Yeah, I
to
guess.
listen to us ramble about dumb kids?
No, for certainly not. Certainly not. Okay, so I'll start, I guess. Do you wanna, you're supposed to ask me something,
Oh,
something,
Dragon,
Dragon.
what
Yeah.
have you been watching on the couch? I don't
Yes.
remember. I don't remember this anymore.
I don't either. I think it's Dragon on the couch. I think that's right. Okay, so I mean, okay, I have a few things we're going to talk about. First, so Killian decided to just go ahead and stay in for an extended period of time. This kid did not want to come out. So I got induced at almost 42 weeks. That was 41 weeks and 6 days. So that meant that we had like an end date, right? So we had like a night before where we knew we were going to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to watch something that would be like chill, that would be kind of nice, that wouldn't be stressful. Cause we were, you know, you're stressed out, you're anxious, you don't know what to expect, your first kid, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we decided to watch Singing in the Rain. It's the 1952 musical. The best decision we ever made. It's just nice. It's cute, it's sweet, it's nice. You know the songs, it's very fun. If you've seen Babylon, a lot of it will be familiar to you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is just like Babylon, except people sing.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. But I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. It was such a good pre-birth movie because it's just nice. Highly recommend. If you were gonna, if Berto, if you guys have another kid, the night before you have that kid, try and time it. Just watch Singing in the Rain. And if you don't know when that's gonna happen, just continually watch Singing in the Rain every night. But you'll get
Yeah,
there
I'm not
eventually.
gonna watch a musical. I'm an adult.
A 1950s musical. It is very, very charming. So we watched that. And it's on HBO, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, so we did that. And it was great. Next, I'm gonna talk about some TV shows that we've been absolutely going through. So we're Star Trek people. We watch the Star Treks.
Yeah.
And there's some new Star Treks out that are fucking great. So I believe they're this one of them is on, I believe they're both on Paramount.
I think they're all on Paramount, right?
I think so. So first, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. So this is a new Star Trek spinoff. It's 2022 and 2023. It only has two seasons so far. But it's really fun. It's like good old school Star Trek, but like new. And they've got like a baby Spock in it. It's like it takes place I think original Star Trek.
Well, what's his name? Anson Mount, who's I've heard he's really good at in
He
the
is.
show.
He's great. He's great as the captain.
He plays Pike, which is the Captain Kirk's like that's the guy who like had the Enterprise before
Yes.
Captain Kirk, I think.
Exactly correct.
Okay.
And like baby Spock is in it. It's very fun. It's very fun. I really enjoy it. I think it's like very good Star Trek. So we ran through both seasons of that. Highly recommend if you're a Star Trek person. It's very fun. And then next, we watched Star Trek Lower Decks, or we've been watching Star Trek Lower Decks. So we're not completely through it, but this is an animated series, but it is in canon. It's like it takes place like I think after in the timeline of Star Trek, I believe it's after like the Spock and those people, but before Jean-Luc Picard, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it takes place in between that. But it's because it's animated, you get like so much fun shit that you like, Star Trek has like
The weird worlds and
it's a
the fun stuff, right?
exactly. It has a lot of fun shit. It also has a lot of callbacks to like old episodes that are just hilarious. It basically focuses on like, Star Trek always focuses on like the captain and like the officers.
Yeah,
It focuses
the
on
cheap
like
peoples.
exactly. It focuses on the core group in it are from the lower decks. Like they're just like the enlistees or whatever. They're like they have the shitty jobs. They're not even like ensigns or whatever. And it's
Yeah.
so fun to watch them. They just have to do things like clean the holodeck and like do like shit jobs and everything. Very, very fun. Highly, highly, highly recommend Lower Decks. It's my favorite. I think out of all the Star Trek that I've watched, it's my favorite. It's like very
Oh,
fun.
interesting.
It's just
Okay.
super fun. Yeah.
Okay,
And if
gotcha.
you know a lot about Star Trek, you'll get like so many Easter eggs and shit in it that like Andrew every once in a while I was like, do you remember that episode in Next Gen? And I'm like, no, but this is great. So 10 out of 10. So those are two like shows we've been watching. I am actually going to go out to the theater, Dragon at the Theater, Berto, because I don't know if you knew
Interesting.
this. I have a 7-week-old, but I have seen two movies in theaters.
What?
Yes. So
I have
because
an 18-month-old and I've seen zero movies in the theaters.
I know. So here's the thing. Our beloved Nighthawk movie theater in Williamsburg, and also the one in Prospect Park, the one right by Prospect Park, they do infant screenings. So on, I think they're both the same days. Tuesdays at 3 to 3:30 p.m. So like a showing that like not a lot of people go to anyway. They have an infant screening. So the screening is for anybody who wants to come who has a baby under one. They keep the lights up a little bit and they keep the volume a lot lower. And you get to have your infant in there and you get to watch a movie.
I wish I, by the way, I wish I heard about this like relatively recently. I wish I knew about this before Alejandro turned like 10 months because once he started walking, there's no stopping him.
So
So,
that's why
but
they
yeah,
do
go ahead.
under one. That's why they do under
Yeah,
one. It's
smart,
because it's
smart.
supposed to, this
Todd,
baby's supposed to like stay in your lap,
a toddler would be just fucking Alejandro and all these other kids fucking running
Toddler
like maybe.
screenings would be nightmares.
No,
It would
yeah,
be
it's
really bad.
just it would just be like, no, you can't do it. But, yeah, guys, all right.
So we saw Dune 2.
Ooh, Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo, which I thought was fine.
That's it? Just fine?
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Okay,
I mean,
go on.
To be fair, so that was the first infant screening we went to, and I was very stressed out. Like, I was, like, very, like, it was the first time we'd really brought him out, you know, in that kind of setting, and I wasn't sure what to expect. And there
so
was,
you're saying
like,
is this highly complicated, like, world-building film.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm too busy not paying attention.
Yes, literally.
Gotcha.
It was just me being stressed out, being like, is it too loud? And Andrew was like, it's literally not too loud. Calm down. I was like, I think it's too loud. He's like, it's fine. And there was also like a row of drunk, like 20 somethings behind us who clearly did not know that they were in an infant screening.
The hell is wrong with them?
I think it's just like Dune was hard to get tickets to. So like they just, you know, went to a random screening
and they were like,
notice.
Good news. We got tickets for the infant screening. Let's pregame.
I really think that they didn't notice. So the problem with the infant screening is if you go to like Nighthawk's website, it's very clear that this is the infant screening. But if you go through Google to buy the tickets, it you have no way of knowing that. Like it's not on there. Yeah. So anyway, so we saw Dune 2. I thought it was fine. It was way too long. We should not have done that as our first infant screening. It was too long.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah.
Yeah. And then this week we went again and we saw Love Lies Bleeding. Do you know this movie, bro?
No.
So basically it's about a lesbian bodybuilder and the chick.
Oh,
that
yeah.
yeah.
Okay. I know. Okay. I didn't realize that was the name. Go ahead.
Yep. Love Lies Bleeding. I've got to say, I really liked it. And Alejandro liked it. I mean, Alejandro. Killian liked it.
Killian. You're saying Killian would enjoy it. You're saying Alejandro would enjoy this.
Alejandro film. Would enjoy it. Thank you. Yes.
Understood. Nice. Maybe, you know what? I wasn't going to watch this, but now I might have to go see this. Maybe
it's
not
a,
in the theater, but.
No. You don't need to see it in the theater. But it was fun. It was nice. There was also, so in the first infant screening with Dune, it was, hold on. It was us, another couple with like an older baby, probably like 7 or 7 months, maybe 5 to 7 months.
Yeah.
And then the drunk 20 somethings, a group of like five of them, whatever, who kept leaving the screening to get drinks instead of using the waiter. It was very weird. I think they were just drunk. Anyway, in the Love Lies Bleeding one, there it was us, a mom who was in with her baby who, bro, could not have been more than a few weeks old, like maybe
Jesus.
3 or 4 weeks. And she was by herself. I was like, fucking good for her, dude. I would
She's
never
just,
have been able to do that.
Sometimes you just got to get out of the fucking house.
I know. I was like, I really wanted to talk to her after to be like, you're amazing. I'm so proud of you. But by the time we got out of the movie, we had to go change Killian. And by the time we got out, she was gone. And I was like, fuck, I really wanted to talk to her. I was so impressed. And then in that screening, there were also another group of 20 somethings who were not drunk. But one girl walked in and she looked at me and she was like, is this the screening for Love Lies Bleeding? Because I have like an infant on my lap.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but just so you know, it's the infant screening. So like there might be babies. And she was like, oh, that's what the lady was talking about. It's like, yes, what did you think she meant? But it was very
Jesus.
Funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that I've seen two movies in theaters. Love Lies Bleeding, actually. So I liked it more, I think, one, because I was more relaxed this time because it's my second time doing an infant screening. It was a lot shorter, which was a lot easier.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you didn't
we
have
just
to turn to Andrew every 5 minutes and be like, what's going on? What's
No,
happening?
I didn't do that.
I don't
I didn't do that, dude. I saw the first Dune. Like, I'm not, like, completely oblivious to it.
And you were like, so when does the Call Me By Your Name, when's his boyfriend come in?
Yeah.
In Bang Beach.
That's what should have happened.
Is he gonna fuck something else? I don't understand.
Dude, I will say though, in Dune 2, the first thing I said was like, there shouldn't be sex in Dune. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Hey, buddy.
I mean, it's the world,
on.
But okay.
Nah.
Okay.
It's just Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya shouldn't ever kiss. It's gross and weird. They don't. It just didn't work. It didn't work.
No,
for me.
What you need is Timothy Chalamet playing a 14-year-old and then being like, "I need to bang a 25-year-old," and then you're like, "Yes, yes, give me, yeah."
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong.
Wasn't
that movie
the
was shitty. It was so boring.
Wasn't the sexual attention in Call Me By Your Name way better than in Dune?
No, it was so boring. It was so boring. That was
you're
one of the boring.
Boring. Shut up.
It was so boring.
Anyway, so that's a couple of things I saw in the theater, and Alberta, I've watched other things, but my brain has not processed any of it. So,
well, that's why you should keep a list of it, like I did
yes,
last 2 months.
I should have done that, but I didn't. I
I
did
have
not.
such a long list, but you
Okay.
know.
Well, luckily, we have a hard out today, so I don't have to hear all of it, probably. Berto, do you want to tell me about what you watched in a little something we went to call Berto on the Bed?
All right, so basically, my mom was like in Colombia for about a month. And what that means is Jaime would just come over to my apartment and we would just hang out most of the time.
Cute.
So pretty much him and I, we both watched something called on YouTube. This is all on YouTube, by the way. It's called The Golden Era of WWE.
Okay.
And it is a YouTube video that essentially goes from 1980 to 1993, telling you like this is what happened. This is also the backstage stuff of what happened. And it's essentially like how WWE went from like, okay, Vince McMahon bought it, and then he was like, I'm gonna grow it. And not just that, but I'm also gonna go into all the other territories and then eventually get it on TV and pay-per-view, and it's now a national thing. It used to, because wrestling used to be regional.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yes, I
Yeah.
did know that. I watched Iron Claw. Is that
Yeah.
the before it, I had a kid.
Yeah.
That
So
explained it pretty well, to be honest.
This one just goes through. It goes. I wouldn't say it goes. It does a pretty good job. It's like 4 or 5 videos each, like 2 hours long,
Yeah.
going through like, hey, this is what happened in this year, and this and that, and then blah blah blah, and all that stuff. And it was really fun to watch. Like, oh man, Hulk Hogan, like his why he's considered such a great person, and all the people who like, you know, fought and did all that stuff. And then, and it ends just at 1992, which is right about the time when Hogan left. So
Okay.
basically, it basically is like this was WWE during the Hogan years, which is when Hulk Hogan became Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really interesting. I think
I think Andrew watched some of this.
maybe, I don't know, it was a YouTube video. So,
Yeah,
but
classic.
it was a great thing to watch if you are interested in like the history of WWE and the background stuff
Yeah.
before like the modern age.
Yeah.
All right, next. So because I was like, God damn, I've really like now I'm like into like I want to see the next part of it. I then watched a documentary on Peacock, by the way. It's called The Monday Night War, WWE versus WCW. Dragon,
Okay.
this is a 20-part documentary.
My God.
Now, I will say each part is like can live on its own for the most part. There's a couple that you kind of have to do 2 or 3 episodes, but it basically is about the Monday Night Wars when WCW was like, cool, we're gonna take on WWE on Monday night, and then they started going to, you know, they started fighting each other,
Yeah.
and then eventually like WCW created a thing called the NWO. And that was when they started winning the Monday Night Wars, and then the Attitude Era started, and that was what won WWE. So it was like, honestly, this is I remember because I would watch the. This is when I was like, Dragon. I was knee deep in wrestling at this point,
Of
so it
course you
was fun
were.
to. Yeah, it was fun to like recap all these things, and like you forget so much, or you don't think about it. Like, Dragon. After watching this, I was like, man, this is a time when you had like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock and Shawn Michaels, like all these people going like the hardest hardcore, like obviously, like definitely not for this is not for children. This is definitely for like teenage boys.
Yeah.
And then like I forget like one of the biggest characters was Mankind, who was just this like ridiculous fun character.
Was he the guy that carried around the like mannequin head?
No,
Oh,
that's
that
Al
was somebody
Snow.
else.
That was
Okay.
Al Snow. Mankind was it's Mick Foley.
Oh yeah. Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was
Mick
like it was
Foley didn't have a mannequin head. I for some reason I remember him having that. My brother
no.
was like big into some of this stuff when I
That's Al
was a
Snow.
kid.
I'm telling you, that's Al Snow.
I
Dragon,
believe you. I believe you. I
you're
just
talking to an expert.
okay.
Yeah. No, it's Al Snow. It was Al Snow. But yeah, he used to like talk to it and everything. He used to play a
Yeah.
character who was crazy.
Well,
But anyway.
my brother had the head for a
Oh yeah.
while, and then I took it and I like colored all over it and like pierced
Yeah.
it with nails. That was a weird
But
kid.
anyway, yeah, it was fun. It was fun to watch because each episode goes into a different aspect. Rather than being like going through it as a narrative sense, the entire 20 pieces, they
Yeah.
went through it as like characters. So they weren't like, okay, this is an episode about The Rock,
Oh, that's
about his
fun.
rise and his thing. This
Yeah.
one's about Jericho. This one's about the Divas. This one's about when they built an army, like this is the one about mankind, which was I honestly think Mick Foley was my favorite one, because you forget just how Dragon. I've watched wrestling almost my entire life. I have never heard an audience pop the way that it pops when Mick Foley won the championship.
Okay.
Because he was never supposed to win it. If you lined up all these characters, it was like he's not supposed to win it, but he was always like the people's champ. Everyone loved him, despite the fact that like it was actually a lot of fun, because you get to see him talk about the character, and he was like, yeah, I was the only guy in history to go from a heel to a babyface, and I never changed my character.
Yeah, he did have other characters earlier in his career, right? Like,
yes,
Mankind wasn't his only character.
Yeah,
right?
there was a fun part where he like started doing a character called Dude Love, which was, as he described it, he's the guy who is about half as cool as he thinks he's twice as cool as he actually is.
Yeah.
So, and it was just a lot of fun, because it's like, again, you have fucking The Rock and Stone Cold out there, and then you have Dude Love getting a lot of pop just from that ridiculous Dude Love character. It's so stupid. It was such a stupid character. It never should have worked, and it worked because people loved it. And yeah, again, when he won the title, it was like the loudest pop I've ever heard from the audience. Like the people were screaming.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I really recommend it for anyone who is a fan of these, or even if you're like, oh, I wonder what was up with this like Attitude Era of wrestling. It was like crazy. It's just fun to watch. So if you have Peacock and you're like interested, I highly recommend it.
Did you watch WrestleMania 40 from this year? The one
no,
that just happened?
No. Andrew no, watched I haven't it. Wrestling Watch.
Andrew,
I've been watching
Andrew
it a long
it.
Time.
Andrew watched it because it's the 40th one, and it's like it was a big one. They had The Undertaker and The Rock and John Cena and
they're bringing back all the hits, huh?
Yeah. Well, apparently The Rock,
I mean, they
The Rock is like a partial owner now of WWE, so.
Well, they're always trying to like bring they're always trying to make the WrestleMania big. So,
okay. But it was also the 40th one, so they like did a bunch. And I mean, I was asking Andrew, I was like, why would The Rock do this? Andrew was like, The Rock owns this. Like he's just paying himself from his own like coffers. Like he's just making insuring. I was like, oh, that
yeah. Anyway, yeah, no. But my son at some point will get into wrestling, and then I'll get back into it just to hang out with him and stuff.
Oh, I hope mine doesn't.
No, he's gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dragon. I'm gonna make sure he gets into it.
Berto, this summer, just so you know, they're doing the sumo and sushi thing again in like a place by the Navy Yard in June. And I'm like, can we bring Killian? And Andrew's like, I think he's too young to go to sumo.
He might be a little too young, yeah. Plus you can't watch sumo because apparently it's like bad or some shit. Somehow it's not woke enough. Anyway.
Whatever. Sumo is so fun. I fucking love watching sumo.
Anyway, well, but maybe in a couple of years you'll be able
to bring him.
All right, so next, Dragon, I watched a little movie called Ready to Rumble. This was a movie during the fall of WCW.
Mm-hmm.
So WCW made a movie and got David Arquette to star in it and with other wrestlers.
Oh, yes, is that that movie?
Yeah. So this happened, like, I wouldn't say that this came out as WCW was failing.
Mm-hmm.
As it was like faltering, but literally in the documentary they explained that WCW wins like the week the Monday night, right? The following week was when Mankind wins the title.
Okay.
And what WCW did was they told everyone like, hey, they pre-taped it, this one character Mick Foley, he's gonna win the title, so don't bother going over there and watching it. And instead the entire audience was like, what, Mick Foley's gonna win the title? And then they went over. And they basically said that was the last day that WCW ever won the Monday Night Wars.
Interesting.
So it's so interesting of that fact. But anyway, during the fall of it, this movie came out. I'm sure it was set up to like come out while WCW was still big.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ready to Rumble has all these fun wrestlers: Bill Goldberg, Diamond Dallas Page. It's got fucking excuse me. It's got Sting. Yeah. Those top wrestlers, and then it's got David Arquette like trying to become a wrestler. It's stupid.
Did you see there's a documentary about David Arquette when he's doing this, isn't there?
Yes.
And it's really good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't seen it. But this movie is not good unless you're just there to have fun.
Yeah.
Even then it's like, meh, it's not that good. But you know what? It's not terrible either.
Yeah, fair.
This eventually led to David Arquette like, you know, promoting it on WCW, and then at some point he actually won the heavyweight title, and people were like, it was a fucking disgrace that he won the title, which makes sense.
The documentary about it, you should watch. It's really good.
Rockumentary.
It's like something Arquette, like David Arquette is something, or something. I forget what the name of it is.
I'll look it up.
And they talk a lot about this and how he like broke his body very, very seriously trying to do like any of the wrestling stuff. And everybody was everybody's like, first of all, you're tiny. Second of all, like, you're kind of old. Like, you should not be doing this.
you're unless you're an athlete of some sort, then you should not be doing this. No. But anyway.
And he did like very truly almost died. So
yeah. Especially at that time where everything was like, okay, we got to make everything bigger. So it's everyone's like fucking, Mick Foley jumped off a 16-foot goddamn fucking cage, a 20-foot cage.
I mean, honestly, like this
and
is
then came back into the ring and did it again and then kept wrestling.
This is a production where a guy died and they just like kept going. Like, I mean, a sport, you know, like they did not stop.
Yeah.
That's insane. That is anyway, fucking insane.
I mean, the show must go on, right?
Yeah, clearly.
All right. Enough wrestling, Dragon.
Yes,
we got to move on because we got a hard out.
Yeah.
All right. Next, Dragon. I watched a little movie. Before we left, I watched The Godfather 1 and 2 and said they were fucking American classics. Highest of recommends for both of them.
Yeah.
I then watched Mario Puzo's The Godfather Coda. Now, the death of Vito Corleone. Now, this is basically The Godfather Part 3, but re-edited. It's basically, what's his name? Francis Ford Coppola being like, this is more true to what I wanted to put out. Because The Godfather 3 is famously like lambasted and people don't like it at all.
Okay.
So I finished it, and it's still pretty crappy. I mean, no one is good in acting except for Talia Shire. Everyone is bad. Everyone is bad.
Wild.
Pacino is, I mean, he's a little over the top, but that's just Pacino at that point.
Yeah.
Sofia Coppola is fucking terrible. And as much as she gets shit for it, Andy Garcia was just as fucking bad. So bad in this movie. It's really bad. It's sad that like the idea for what the movie should have been did not happen. Because the movie was trying to pit essentially the idea of the third Godfather was going to be Al Pacino against God damn it, who's this called? Corleone. Oh man, my brain is not working right now.
Listen, Berto, my brain doesn't work anymore, period. Like I just can't recall names or dates or facts or anything.
Well, luckily you're buying me time so I can click on Google if it except Google decided to not work.
But decided to not work, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not working. Google. Basically it was supposed to pit Michael against Robert Duvall. So Michael is played by Al Pacino.
Okay.
It was supposed to be Tom Hagen, who was played by Robert Duvall, who was his like number two in the company, in the family, I mean.
Okay.
And that's what the second movie set up. It was like these two are gonna fucking go to war. And then the third movie comes out and Robert Duvall's like, cool, if I'm gonna be the big bad in this, then I want Pacino money. And they were like, no. And he's like, cool, I'm out.
Fair.
And that's it. So anyway, not good. It's just not a good movie. It's not interesting. It's just sucked.
I'm not gonna watch it.
My chick definitely didn't like it. She loved the first two. She thought it were amazing.
I still have not seen the first two.
And again, my chick was like, she doesn't like gangster movies, she doesn't like she thought it was like one of those shoot 'em up. You're gonna go get the cop. Fight the coppers.
I still think that's what it is.
No, but it's not that. It's not that. It's really not that. But you know, I think if you ever came around to watching it, I think you would be pleasantly surprised because it's not what you picture in your head.
Yeah.
All right. Next, Dragon. I watched a little movie called Fast X. Dragon, this is the 10th installment in the Fast and the Furious.
It sure is.
My thoughts on it, it's like a 6 out of 10. They try to go back to the silliness, but I honestly, there's so many goddamn characters and they're trying to give everyone their moments that you have no ability to follow, or like there's just not enough time to set anyone up. The only character I really loved was Jason Momoa. He was fucking great. 10 out of 10.
Oh, you like Jason Momoa? You like that kind of
He
over
was
the top?
great. Yeah, he was over the top. He was in a cartoon. I loved it. Brie Larson was really good in it because, you know, it's funny when she's like not trying to be fucking Miss Marvel or whatever. She's Captain Marvel. She's fucking great. She's great.
She's a good
So
actress.
I'm like, God damn it. Like, you should stop doing fucking Marvel and stop complaining about that shit. Because, like, it really have destroyed your career. Anyway. Yeah, it was just too much. But, you know, the next movie's going to come out and we'll see. But, yeah, it was just too much. It was too many characters. I wish they had just tempered it down and just focused on, like, three or four characters, and then it would have been better.
I agree.
But,
And it's also like, it's getting a little tired. Like there some of the stuff in it, you're just like, well, this isn't even, remotely close to what the original kind of had
yeah.
intent was
All
for these movies.
Yeah. All right. Next, I watched Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part One. This movie, it's hard to judge this movie because it's only half a movie, but it's basically Tom Cruise versus AI. But I mean, you know, it's a typical the thing is that, like, man, these Mission Impossible movies have just been getting better and better and better. So I was almost expecting this one to be better than the previous one, but it wasn't,
No.
unfortunately. It's still pretty good.
I was expecting like a Top Gun Maverick level of good, and it was not that.
Yeah. Tom Cruise was riding so high from Top Gun Maverick. But yeah, unfortunately, you know, it wasn't. I mean, look, it's still great. It's still a really good movie. It's still a great action movie, all that stuff. It just wasn't, I guess I came in with the highest of expectations and it didn't reach it. So I was like, all right. I would still put it on the, you know, maybe on the upper half of the Mission Impossible movies. So not saying it was bad.
I don't think I've seen all of them, to be honest.
Oh man, you should watch them, Dragon, the way I saw them, backwards. 10
No,
out of
thank
10.
you. No, thank you. I mean, I think I've seen like most of them, but not all of them for sure. Okay, next.
Okay. Next, Dragon. All right, so that cleans up all right, I'm finishing up the movies that I've been, the what's it called? The other movie. Sorry, I'm completing the series of films that
Yes.
I've been watching. So now,
Yes.
Dragon, as you know, I've been hanging out with Jaime a little bit too much, and he has been obsessed with fucking Dune.
He has been, yes.
To the point where he keeps fucking talking about it every fucking 5 seconds in it. I would say it's annoying, except what did I do? I went, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna watch the 2000 sci-fi original series, Frank Herbert's Dune. This is on the YouTubes.
I like you getting a taste of your own medicine, like Lord of the Rings style, where somebody else is talking to you about their stupid sci-fi bullshit, their fantasy bullshit that
See,
you're
this is the problem, is that, like, I'm not like you, who I'm not what you call a hater, Dragon. I'm what you call when someone, well, by the way, even if someone does start talking about something that I hate, I'll purposely watch it just to hate it.
I was
So,
gonna say, you're a hater, just not in the way that like other people are.
in order for me to truly be a hater, I must understand it.
Oh,
Okay. If someone
yes.
says, like, Barbie is a shitty movie, then I have to watch it in order to have a real opinion on it. I can't just base my opinion off of what someone else fucking said.
Fair enough.
So, okay. In order for me
Okay.
to truly hate something, I need to experience it. So anyway, Jaime's been talking about it, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna watch the sci-fi original series, Frank Herbert's Dune. They did a three-part series. Each one's like an hour and 25 minutes or so. And I will say, man, for a sci-fi original movie, you know, the graphics weren't that bad. The acting, I mean, the acting wasn't good either, but it was like, it's better than what I expected. And a lot of it was them on standing on sets and doing like green screen for the big stuff, but it was better than what I expected. So, and I actually really enjoyed it, mostly because my only understanding of Dune was from the David Lynch movie. And that one basically just covers the first half. And then the second half is like, we have to fucking go because I ran out of time and money. So it was fun to watch the second part and third part, which apparently are three big parts. And I was like, wow, there's so much more character and depth that goes into this that is here. Now, that being said, the level of acting is not good enough for me to be like, to for me to because since Time has been talking about it so much, I think I have a better understanding of it than the average person walking in and just watching.
Fair.
So the level of acting is not good enough to hit those points. So, like, I would suggest if you're gonna watch it, you should, like, maybe watch the Timothée Chalamet movies
And
and
like get
then
them,
watch this.
figure out what's happening in Dune, and then you can
Yeah,
go back.
or read like the synopsis of like what happens in the books and then watch this, because you can get lost pretty easily because it's going too fast. Yeah. But it was pretty faithful, I'll say. All right, so then next I watched Frank Herbert's Children of Dune, which came out in 2003, which was basically the next two books, which is Dune Messiah and then Children of Dune.
Okay.
Those were not as well done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was still watching it. It was still interesting-ish, except like it kind of like just throws things at you. And I'm just like, I have to read what happened, because I'm paying attention and I can't follow. And since I'm not familiar with those books, I have to like actually like read what's going on, because the acting is not doing it, and or the screenplay is not doing it.
Great. Andrew actually watched all of this. Andrew watched every single Dune thing that he could watch. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. By the way, they're both better than what I expected them to be, given what was presented.
Yeah.
Given the fact that it was fucking sci-fi originals. I was expecting shit.
Fair.
And it wasn't shit. So I was like, great job. This is really good. I actually enjoyed them.
All right? That makes sense.
All right, next dragon. I watched Dune Part 1, which is currently on the Max. I rewatched it because one day Jaime came over and my chick hadn't seen it, and we were like, yeah, fuck it, let's watch it. And she was like, yeah, I'll watch it.
Is Part 1?
It's like 2.5 hours.
Okay, so it's like the same as Part 2.
So my chick, and we explained to her, are you sure you want to watch it? Because we're both going to pause it and mansplain to you what's going on. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. And that's exactly what she did. And she was like, wow, she actually really enjoyed it.
I liked it too. Like, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it when it first came out. And I remember me being like, man, I was expecting it to be better.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm like, okay, this was better. I just wasn't, maybe I wasn't ready to like see what was happening.
Right.
But yeah, I really liked it. Anyway, we don't have to rehash that one. I can see the little baby's awake.
He is awake. Also, I think your brother may have gotten here.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I just got started.
You went through like 10 things. All right.
Give me like maybe 10 more minutes. Can we do that?
Okay, go.
So, next, a dragon. I watched a movie on your recommendation, because that's what best friends do, right? Mm-hmm. They take each other's recommendations.
Uh-huh.
I watched a movie called Dumb Money. It's on Netflix. This is about the GameStop story.
Yeah.
A part of me was like, I like the movie. Number one. Number two, I complained a lot because I was like, man, you're trying to make me like these characters. But most of the time, I'm like, these people are fucking idiots. They should just sell right now.
Leave them alone.
To me, it was really fun. It was good. I liked it. It was fun. It was made well. It was edited well. The thing that I think really just I couldn't get my brain to wrap around was at one point they're like, Paul Dano could never break the 4-minute mile in high school, and then there's a point where he's running on the track and then he shows it and he's like four minutes and like 3 seconds.
No way.
And I was like, first off, there's no fucking way that someone that age would be able to hit that. Number two,
Usain Bolt calls way. And is like, nah.
I saw the way Paul Dano was running and I was like, yeah, no, I'd be surprised if he hit an 8-minute mile. Anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Next dragon, I watched the second half of Barbenheimer, which is Oppenheimer.
Had you not all seen right? it yet?
No, this is the first time.
Oh,
it's
okay.
On Peacock. Starring your boy, Cillian Murphy, and all that one. It won all the Oscars, all them. Cillian Murphy, whatever. It won. You know what? I'm just gonna say it. He's British. Go ahead.
He's Irish. Of a bitch. He'll fight you.
He will fight me.
And he'll beat me up
because he's Irish. He'll beat me up because he's Irish.
And he's drunk. He's just shaking. Yeah. You get hit with like a bottle of Guinness. You're like, where the fuck did that go from?
Yeah. Anyway, this won all the Oscars. And Dragon, I remember saying that. Remember when Barbenheimer came out, and I remember saying you should first watch Oppenheimer and then watch Barbie because you need the high after the low.
Yeah,
I'm rescinding that statement, because if I had seen Oppenheimer and seeing how brilliantly this was actually directed, it was so brilliantly edited and directed, where it's like all these characters, so much complex things are happening, and yet I'm able to follow it completely.
Yeah,
and then to watch Barbie, which was narratively such a fucking mess.
Such a hater.
I would have been angry. Now, that movie's just shit. It's just a shitly made movie.
I will say, here's the thing about Oppenheimer. You did not need to see that in IMAX. It's like 90% close-ups on faces. Yeah. Like, you don't need to see that in IMAX.
Highly, maybe if I watched Barbie on IMAX.
Yeah, you would have liked it better.
Maybe. Anyway, next dragon. I watched a movie. I believe you recommended I watch it, which is and again with the best friends too.
What is it? What?
What do
oh,
best
oh
friends
bet
do?
what do best friends do? They take each other's suggestions, I guess.
Correct. Anyway, I watched a movie called Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes. Did you see this one?
I don't
It's a
think so.
Okay, maybe not. It's a Japanese movie. Essentially, this guy has two Apple TVs. For some reason, one of them is 2 minutes ahead of the other one.
I'm sorry,
So he'll actually.
did you think that I God damn it.
I thought you did.
Did you think I recommend my kid just puked all over himself?
Perfect. You want to clean it up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Pause it and clean it up.
All right, hold on. I know I have to find the file. I only have one hand. I have to find the
Don't
pause
worry.
button. It's a whole
Don't
mess.
worry. I'll distract.
Okay.
All right,
Cleaned them
Dragon.
up.
When number one, quick
Yes.
question: when are you going to watch Dune with Jaime and I, so we can all, and Dandrew, by the way, so we can all mansplain it to you?
Every single one. It'll just be Lord of the Rings again. Because Andrew also just finished reading all of the books.
Oh,
So.
I'm on the second one, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Tell him I'm on the second one. So,
Okay, I'll tell
yeah,
him.
no, tell him right now.
No,
Go run and tell him. Anyway, next,
Yes.
Dragon. I am on the beyond. Sorry. So I watched a movie called Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes. All
Yes,
right, I'm
yes.
going to recap this because I don't remember where we left off. Basically, it's a Japanese movie, and it's a small movie. It's like two rooms, maybe three rooms. And it is about a guy who has two Apple TVs, and for some reason, his one Apple TV is 2 minutes ahead of the other one. So
Okay.
he literally walks into a room and he's like, Hey, it's me 2 minutes from now. Your what's it called? Guitar pick, it's over here. Okay.
Yeah.
And this and that, and like talking to himself. And he's like, okay, and after 2 minutes, he's like, oh, okay, go downstairs and tell yourself that. And then he goes downstairs and has the exact same conversation with himself like that. And the movie is just like building on that. It
Interesting.
was, Dragon, it was so much fun. I can't recommend this movie enough. I seriously go tell Andrew that I recommend this highly,
Okay.
highly, highly recommend it. It was so much fun to watch. It
Okay.
was really a joy. Okay.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, so highest recommends. 10 out of 10. In fact, I would actually love to love would have loved to do this as for the podcast if
Yeah.
we ever can do it again.
At
Anyway.
some point, when I can watch a movie, get on the
Yeah.
schedule.
Yeah. Anyway, next dragon. I watched a little movie called Attack of the Dog. Actually, there's a rockumentary. So this is just it's a nice little documentary about the rise of G4, which was the video game TV whatever channel, and specifically about the show Attack of the Show. And it was like showing how like look at how much fun we used to have. And like, yes, it was a little like sometimes it was like weird, but like not so bad. It wasn't so bad. And they were explaining like you can't do half of the things we did. For some reason, they were like invited to the AVN Awards. And they're like, we'd never be able, we'd have to send an entire woman girls class just to do that. And then it's like, oh, then we just had hot chicks like being hosts and people loved them. And they had so much fun with them. And they're like, we'd never be able to do that again.
They were also like knowledgeable about video games, I believe. It wasn't
Yeah, no,
just like.
that's, yeah. No. Definitely. They weren't just like there and then it's like, why are you here? No, they actually were knowledgeable. And they were more so, they were very charismatic.
Yes. They were great
So,
hosts. Great hosts.
yeah, they were
What's her
great hosts.
face?
So it
What's her
was,
face? Was a great host.
yeah, they were great. They were all fun. It was just everyone was there to have a good time. And eventually it, got bought by another company. And then they were like, oh, we're going to change the system. And then blah, 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 blah. But eventually it like fell. And then also what I heard is they tried to bring it back. And by the way, this is not in the documentary. They tried to bring back G4. And it was one of the first victims of woke culture.
Victims of woke culture.
Yeah, it was one of the first deaths because they were like, we have to make everything's got to be fucking woke and like, oh, now
Was
we
it
gotta.
around like Gamergate? So they, you
Yeah, it
know,
was around
everybody
Gamergate,
was
which.
responding to that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was also like Gamergate was one of those things that's like, man, on the surface it sounds great because it was like, let's stop harassing women who play video games. And it's like that sounds great. I love it. I love it. And then once you have a great idea that starts taking off, the fucking losers show up and they're like,
He's
guys,
such a dick.
we gotta take the big titties out of video games. And
Yeah,
everyone's like, what? How do you?
what are
And
you
then
talking about taking titties out of video
the entire thing gets fucking thrown out. And that's the
games?
problem. So now women are still getting harassed because you got greedy,
Yeah.
Dragon. You broads got greedy. Anyway.
I didn't do shit. Listen to me. Everybody likes boobs. So I don't understand this whole thing about taking boobs out of stuff. I know. Everybody likes boobs.
It's just people, what happens is it's like everything. Like movements get away from it's actually meant to be. Because whenever something starts to like make sense and everyone's like, yeah, this is a good idea, that's when everyone else shows up and they're like, wait a minute, this dumb idea I have that never took shape, I'm going to try to co-opt your thing and make it work. That's kind of what happened with Me Too, which is why it sucks.
Yeah,
it started as like, hey, can we stop fucking raping women? And it's like, yeah. And then next thing you know, it's just like, hey, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, you better be fucking you.
It's just, it also got into like dumb shit. Like, oh my God, why are guys at the gym like staring at me? And it's like, bitch, excuse me, Dragon. Ma'am. I'm not looking at you. I'm literally looking at my phone. You're standing in front of me, recording yourself doing a workout. Yeah, you're recording your ass doing a workout and then getting mad that I'm looking at your ass. You're putting it out on Instagram for everyone to see.
All right, Birdo, calm down.
Why can't I sexually harass women at the gym? Why am I not allowed to? How dare everyone?
Married with Children, what is the like group that Al Bundy belongs? No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. You.
You're a no, ma'am.
Loved it. Anyway, okay, next. Attack of the Doc, I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Andrew watched it as well, and I saw a bit of it, and I liked what I saw. Yeah, I thought it was good. I watched Attack of the Show when it was on for a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good show. I watched a little bit of it, too. Next, Dragon, I took one of your recommendations because I'm a good friend, and I watched a TV show called In the Know on Peacock.
Yep.
I fucking loved it. I thought
it
was great.
It's so good, right?
It's so good. It's the perfect thing of, like, this is just, for people who know NPR, this is making fun of people who do NPR.
Work in NPR. Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is such a niche audience because, as I said before, people who listen to NPR cannot take the joke. So
it was that show too must have been so expensive to make because it's like stop motion, right? Mm-hmm. And they had like the funnest celebrity cameos where they just like interview them, like fake NPR interviews, and they're always amazing. And I thought you would really like it. I was like, Berto will like this show for sure.
I think it was Fabian. Fabian's the one who like is the woman when she interviews George Masvidal, and it's supposed to be
it's Jorge Masvidal, is it not?
Jorge George Masvidal.
I'm sorry. Where the fuck are you from again?
Not Cuba.
Not Cuba. Go.
So when Fabian interviews Jorge Masvidal, it's so funny. It's so funny because she is like, I don't want to talk to this alpha male bullshit. And then he just like, they sit down, they talk, they connect. It's so goddamn funny. It was one of my favorite things.
Dude, when I was watching it, I was like, Jorge Masvidal is funny.
He's really funny. He was so funny in this.
He should do more stuff like this. Like, we're probably paid way more than he would in the UFC.
All right, Dragon.
Yes.
Next, I want to get to my final segment.
Okay.
It's a new segment. Remember before we used to have movies like Flicks for Chicks?
Yeah.
Well, I decided because of the movies that's being presented to me, I decided to have a new segment called Birdo's Misogyny Corner. And I know what you're thinking. The entire podcast could be Birdo's Misogyny Corner.
Do you need to say the quiet part out loud, Birdo?
Well, in this one, I'm going to be extra misogynist.
Oh, great. Okay? Great.
You're welcome. Next, Dragon.
Yeah.
So, I watched a little movie called The Marvels. This is on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I will say this. This was much better than what I expected. Number one, what's her name? Iman Velena, the girl who plays Miss Marvel.
Uh-huh.
Fucking, she is so good.
Hey, that's
is great. All right?
I kind of think that character is, like, fine. Andrew watched the show, and I was like, I dipped out after, like, the first episode, because I was like, not
from what I heard. Sorry, from what I heard, it's a chick show. It's a chick show.
Is that
it's
what it's
show. Sorry, it's a show for teenage girls. Oh. That's what I meant.
Andrew liked it.
Yeah, it's a show for teenage girls. It's meant for teenage girls. So maybe Andrew was like, I'm sitting down ready to watch a show for teenage girls.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Brie Larson is kind of there. I don't know. Like,
Brie Larson's collecting a fat paycheck to do this.
I mean, is she? I don't have no idea.
I hope so. I assume so.
This movie bombed big time. This is one of their biggest bombs ever. Yeah. fucking Monica Rambeau. I don't know why Marvel was like, this is what's going to save us. Like, bro, do you have three characters no one cares about? And then you're like, we're going to put them together and, you know, give you a bad guy that I don't understand why she's a bad guy. I don't understand what's happening. That we're also going to give this to a director who is just not equipped to doing this because the movie is so poorly directed. And half of it, I'm going to say half of it is because she can't really direct big budget movies. And then the other half is because they probably did a shit ton of rewrites because there's so many things where I'm like, that's an interesting thing that never went I feel like it was leaning towards this, but they completely gutted it and cut it out.
Yeah.
But most of the action scenes are like really bad because it's just poorly directed. And I think most of it was because it was meant to show something and they like had to reshoot a lot of it and clean it up and then be like, all right, they tried to go again away from certain things and tried to just make more fun. So, I'm going to give this movie a couple of props. Miss Marvel, fucking great. I loved her. She was great. She's great. I really loved her. Nice. The scene where the girls are like trying to learn how to use their powers.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch them like juggling and then switch and then juggle and then keep doing like that whole buildup. I was like, is this part of the reshoots? Because this actually feels fun.
I feel like though that's when Marvel does really well, right? Like that's a very Guardians kind of thing.
Yeah. When they're just like together, like interacting with each other, just trying to like experience each other. That was fun. The part where Brie Larson goes to the planet where everyone sings.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
That was fun. I'm surprised you like that part. You famously hate singing in movies.
I do. But yet it was just fun. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Brie Larson showed up and she was like, I'm going to come here. I'm going to sing and I'm going to have a good time. Yeah. I'm going to have my little princess dress. And I was like, this is actually fun.
Yeah.
So I think it's more so that she was looking to have a good time, so it let me have a good time.
That's fair.
And then the movies kicked back in, and I was like, oh boy, back to shit. The ending absolutely makes no sense.
I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, the bad guy makes no sense. The ending makes no sense. 90% of this makes no sense. It just it literally don't understand what was happening. All right, next. I watched a little TV show called True Detective Night Country on the HBOs.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon, I'm going to start with the positives. Jodie Foster is a fucking phenomenal
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 actress.
10 out of 10. Now let's go on to the negatives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another positive. It looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, so many shots, I was like, wow, that looks really beautiful. It looks really good. Okay, negatives. The entire script. Everything. Everything. Just throw that shit out the fucking
I didn't mind it. I know you did. I really didn't mind it. I thought it was
really stupid. Yeah. Really, really stupid. Lots of stupid things.
I will say it did lose me toward the end, but I
The ending's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. When the ending hit, I was like, I couldn't roll my eyes harder. Okay. I won't spoil it, but it's just like my eyes rolled to the back of my head and then they rolled all the way back. And then I was like, and I was personally confused if I had to roll my eyes back the other way or if I could just stay like that for the rest of my life.
You nerd.
it was so, so fucking bad. So bad. So badly written. What's her name? The Evangeline Navarro? That character, she was meh, whatever. I don't take her or leave her.
I thought the actress did a good job with it.
Every character who was playing an indigenous character, I was like, these are just bad actors. A lot of the things didn't make sense. And there were points when like, oh, the TV show hits a point and then they just like end the scene and then the next scene starts. And I'm like, did that the last scene not happen? What the fuck?
Yeah.
For some reason, there's ghosts in it. I don't understand. Jodie Foster for being a detective and the other chick for they're both detectives. Zero detective work.
Jodie Foster is a detective. The other chick is a statey, isn't she? She's just
whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, yeah. They don't do any detective work. For a show called True Detective, all the detecting happens off screen by another character.
Is that true?
Shits on the entire time. her what's his name? Peter the
kid.
The kid.
Yeah.
She basically Jodie Foster's like, hey, I'm going to work you to the point where your wife is about to fucking leave you.
Yep.
And does at one point. And he's, and then she screams at him for like, and I'm, at some point I was expecting Jodie Foster to be like, holy shit, like I'm angry at you for being, I don't know, because my kid died.
Yeah.
And I'm driving you to leave your family. I should make amends for that. No, no. Just fucking out the window. It never happens. For some reason, her and her daughter like reunite. Like they become BFFs again, and I'm like, I don't understand why this happens. Mm-hmm. The entire fucking thing was just shit. It was really poorly written. I'm gonna say, who's the director? What's her name?
I forget her name. It's the chick that did the Tigers, or what is it? Tigers Are Not Afraid.
Tigers Are Not Afraid. Yes. So Tigers Are Not Afraid,
which you loved.
Such a good fucking movie that I'm willing to watch whatever the fuck next she's gonna do. I'm giving her one more chance. Okay.
All right,
that's
fair.
How good Tigers Are Not Afraid is.
I assume Tigers Are Not Afraid. Tigers Are Not Afraid is Mexican, right? She's Mexican?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's a language thing.
Maybe,
and
it's
she's just better at writing and directing in Spanish.
Maybe she was called such a genius that she was like, I am a genius, and then just put out any shit. And then when people were like, I don't think this is that good, she was like, shut up, I'm the genius. That's my guess. That being said, I'm gonna give her another shot. Okay.
Fair. Fair.
One more shot.
Okay.
All right. Next, I watched Dragon, the best movie for Umberto's Misogyny Corner, the 2016 Chicks Ghostbuster.
You're such a piece of shit. I liked it. I want to be on record to say I thought it was funny and I enjoyed watching it.
Okay. Now, I don't have to defend my point because if anything, the Frozen Empire, which is the Ghostbuster that just came out, is like, hey, everyone, we're putting all the Ghostbusters, we're bringing all the fucking Ghostbusters back, completely ignored that this movie exists. So
it did, yes.
I don't even have to fucking answer this shit.
Did you see the first, the not this one that just came out, the one before that? I did not like it.
But
I like straight up didn't like it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
At some point. Anyway, this Chick Ghostbuster is so fucking bad. It is poorly written, badly done. I will say Melissa McCartney. I love Melissa McCartney and Kristen Wiig. I love both of them.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what the fuck happened in this movie. I'm assuming that they were like, Paul Feig was like, read my lines. And they were like, do you want us to put our own thing into it? And he's like, no, you read my lines. And his lines are shit.
Maybe.
Because both actresses I fucking love. I think they're hilarious.
And they're very funny. They're very good at improv.
And yet, in this movie, they just sucked. They sucked. Completely sucked. Leslie Jones, honestly, I thought she was the best fucking... She was the best of the Ghostbusters. She was the funniest one. And by the way, that's a low bar, so don't think that I'm giving praise.
You're the worst.
She is average.
I liked
everyone
it.
Everyone else sucked.
I haven't watched it since I came out, but I liked it.
I don't know where Kate McKinnon came from, but whatever the fuck she was doing in this movie, no one should ever do at any point in anything. She was literally the worst thing I've ever seen in fucking, well, not the worst thing I've ever seen, but I'm exaggerating. But she was the worst part of this movie.
This makes me want to rewatch the movie.
Yeah, rewatch it, and then you're gonna come back and be like, "Bro, you're right. I can't." Like, even my fucking feminism drifted out the door the moment that fucking Kate McKinnon showed up and started acting the way she was acting.
First of all, I'll never tell you you're right about anything. So you're the damn well, even if I watch a movie and I'm like, shit, this is bad. I'm not telling you that.
you're gonna be like, no, I'll watch it one day. And then hope I forget. Which I probably will.
100%.
It was just terrible. It was really bad. And again, it's like here's the problem, Dragon. It's like, who was the bad guy? Do you remember who the bad guy was in this?
Nope. I don't remember. I do not.
An incel. Anytime at this point where I'm like, who's the bad guy? An incel? Oh, the movie's shit.
Only because you feel so attacked every time.
Yeah, I do. Again, I do. I feel attacked.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Like, they keep saying I'm the bad guy. I don't get it. Just because I hate women and they won't have sex with me, even though you have an 18-month-old son. You are married.
I feel attacked.
By definition, not an incel. Just at heart.
I will say, I think this is the movie that started it all, by the way.
The incel thing?
This is the movie that started... No, this is the movie that started the, like, hey, we're going to hire a bunch of women to do this.
Oh.
And then when people were like... Yeah, when fans were like, we don't really want this, they then started going, well, you're fucking sexist pigs and misogynists. And then when people started going like, yeah, I saw this movie, it was shit. People were like, then everyone else started going, misogyny.
Yeah.
So this is the one that started it all.
Maybe.
To the point where now we have fucking Rings of Power coming out, and oh my god, is that a
That's
shitty
your
fucking show?
favorite. That's your favorite.
Like, anytime I see a movie now and just women are cast in it, and then I hear, at this point, Dragon, whenever I hear the term toxic fandom, I'm just like, now I just don't believe you whatsoever. I don't believe you.
That's fair. I get
You're
that.
like, you made a show so crappy that it made these
Well,
incel men go online and downvote it. But here's the problem. You apparently didn't make it good so that the fans didn't go online and then upvote it.
yeah.
So, what can I tell you? Misogyny for the win, Dragon.
Okay, next.
Finally, this is my last one, I promise.
Okay.
I watched a little movie called Jean Delmine 23 Commerce Square 1080. Fuck is the whole name of this? Who
Brussels.
knows? What the All
Your
right.
French accent is impeccable, just so
It's
good.
Brussels accent.
Whatever.
Thank you. Anyway, Dragon, this is famous. Famous movie. Why? Because Sight and Sounds, that's the British movie thingy,
Okay.
they declared this the greatest movie of all time. It was, it was Citizen Kane, then it became Vertigo, and
Okay.
now it's this.
If Vertigo is an interesting one to choose, it's just in the case I understand, but Vertigo is interesting.
I
Okay,
love
anyway,
Vertigo.
go. Yeah,
But anyway,
I mean, it's great, but it's just like,
I'm a misogynist.
yes, we all
Anyway,
know.
I saw this movie, Dragon. I'm gonna describe it to you.
Yes.
It's 3 hours and 21 minutes, Dragon.
I'm already out.
Have you ever said to yourself, I wonder, what's your favorite movie? Just name a movie. Barbie. Barbie's your favorite movie, right?
Sure.
You sit there and you're like, well, what did Barbie do when she didn't go to the world? Like, what did she, how, can you show me 30 minutes of her making breakfast? That's this movie.
Okay.
Dragon, this movie, I swear to God, there's a 10-minute scene of her peeling potatoes. And then there's a 10-minute scene of her making coffee, serving it, and then that's it. Then there's a scene where she's like, making like chopped veal. You know those scenes that like a movie is like, this is boring, we should edit this out.
Yeah.
This movie went, no, we're not gonna do that.
I feel like there are certain forms of art that only exist to make you feel dumb if you don't get it. You know what I mean? They only exist so some snooty art person can be like, oh, you didn't like it? You don't understand. Like, you don't understand good art. And I feel like this sounds like exactly what that is.
This is Dragon. There's a term that I've heard and I've used in the past, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it. This is the definition of artistic douchebaggery. Look, it look the whoever this fucking broad is,
Yeah.
Chaktali Akman, she can put a camera down, and I'm like, okay, the camera is centered. All right, that's the most I'm gonna tell her. That's the most praise I'm gonna give her. She
Okay.
knows how to center a camera, and then because the camera just sits there, and then you just sit there and watch this fucking woman like making veal chops, and then it's like, cool, okay, I'm gonna now like walk to the store and order something,
Okay,
and I was like,
well,
what the fuck is going on? I don't understand. If someone ever comes up to me and says, oh, I watched this movie and I loved it, I'm gonna smack them in the face because I'm like, you're an AI program. I don't believe you.
I'm not gonna watch it because it's too long and I'm not interested in it based on your description, but I am curious, like, if I watched it, if I would agree with you, if I'd be like, this is the most beautiful movie I've ever seen, blah blah
I
blah.
mean, I remember when it came out that this was the number one movie. People were like talking about it. And I remember being like, I've never fucking heard of this movie. And I was like, and by the
It's
way,
an
Martin
older movie,
Scorsese,
right?
it's from 75,
Okay.
1975.
Okay.
Martin Scorsese said, they explained why this became number one. And he was like, well, because he was one of the people who voted for it. And he
Yeah.
was like, what happened was they kept telling, was they were like, this year we're gonna publicize who votes for what. And they kind of insinuated, like, guys, you should vote, maybe vote for a woman, something from a woman.
Interesting. Interesting.
And he was one of the guys who was like, yeah, I'm not fucking falling for that. Like, I don't give a shit. What are you gonna call me, a misogynist? I'm like 90 years old. Who do I give a fuck?
Get ready to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm an artist. I make real art. I don't know what the fuck this bullshit is. That's what I feel he says. Anyway, But he explained that, and I was like, oh, so they basically kind of forced everyone to pick a movie directed by a woman, and this fucking movie happened to be it, and I can't drag it. This is
No,
honestly,
that's
this
very
is one of the
funny.
worst movie experiences I've ever had in my life.
I can't believe you finished it, honestly. I'm really
Well,
surprised.
Dragon, what did I say? What have I said in the past?
How many different parts did you have to watch this in?
It took like a week. It took like a
Yeah.
fucking week. Not only did it take a week, it took like I'd have to watch it for 30 minutes, and then I'd have to like stop watching it and then watch a different movie because I'm like, I just need to cleanse my fucking soul, and then I'd come back to it, and then I'd just be sitting there like, oh fucking Christ, this is the worst thing. And I'm like, my chick would sit down and watch me seeing it, and she got mad.
Yeah.
And she's only seeing like 2 minutes because
Oh,
she's like getting her yogurt together, and then once she sits down, I'm gonna change it and put something else on. And she was getting mad at it. She got
I
really
can just
fucking mad.
imagine her being like, "What the fuck are you watching?"
Like, what is this bullshit? And then me having to explain it, and she got so mad that she was like, well, now you gotta fucking finish it. That's how mad she was. This is one of the, I'm not joking. This is I would love to he, I you gotta ask Andrew if he's seen this
I'll ask
and
him.
what he thought.
Okay.
And I'd love to hear him fucking
I will
just try
ask.
to be.
I will ask.
Oh my God, it was brilliant because no, Mike, she fucking like made
Just
coffee, but
don't get it, Berto. You just don't get it.
she put too much milk in it, and then she spilled it out, and then she just drank the milk alone, and then made the coffee again.
You uncultured swine. You just don't
Like, oh my God,
understand.
there was a scene where her and her son are sitting there and they're eating dinner, and then she goes like, "Hey, no reading on the dinner table." That was like a 10-minute scene.
Fun.
It was the worst thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. I can't express it.
Okay.
Like
I haven't seen it, so
I
I can't even argue with you.
yeah.
Just
Yeah.
okay.
All right, Dragon.
Yes.
Anyway, so greatest movie of all time. Berto hated it because I'm guessing I'm a misogynist. That's why I hated it.
I mean, that's why you do a lot of things, so
My
that's
misogyny
understandable.
forced me to hate this movie.
Yes.
All right, Dragon. I guess I'll finish now, even though I've got like another fucking 40 movies to talk about.
No, we can't do that. I'm busy. Also, your brother's been waiting for me for like 20 minutes now.
Nah, he's playing with their baby. He doesn't
Yeah,
care.
it's true. Okay.
All right, Dragon. I guess we'll try to meet up again, like try to get through the rest of my list, huh?
Yeah, and I'll try and remember the other things. Oh, I'll try to remember the other things that I have seen in the past 7 weeks.
All right. And
Good
Dragon, I don't
luck.
want you to
Good
worry.
luck. Yes.
I got a lot more for Berto's Misogyny Corner.
Oh, God damn it, I'm sure you do. Okay.
Okay, Dragon. Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.